Hi, I'm Gianna Volpe, and thank you for listening to The Heart of the East End on 88.3 WLIW-FM, the show where we get to the heart of any matter at hand with folks from all walks of life on Long Island's only local NPR radio station. We stream online at wliw.org/radio and welcome your comments, questions, and collaborations of all kinds on The Heart of the East End. Premiering tonight at 8 p.m. on WLIW's All Arts channel, Ma's House by fine art photographer Jeremy Dennis and tribal member of the Shinnecock Nation here in Southampton. Ma's House is the newest episode of The First 20, an All Arts program initiative that surveys the first 20 years of the 21st century through art. In tonight's short doc, Jeremy examines the evolution of Native American art and building Ma's House and BIPOC Art Studio, an artist retreat and communal art space on the Shinnecock Indian Reservation in Southampton, New York, that will provide a safe space for free creativity and healing. The center, which will include a residency for BIPOC artists, an art studio, and a library, will host an array of art and history-based programs for tribe members and the broader local community. Jeremy joins us now. Good morning, Jeremy.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for being with us. So let's start off by finding out more about your experience with James King and The First 20. What was your experience like as a commissioned artist for All Arts First 20 Initiative?
Oh, sure. I was honored and excited to be invited as part of this initiative. First of all, it was really one of my first experiences with film and documenting through video. And so while I was reconstructing the house and putting up drywall and painting and spackling, artistic director of All Arts, James King, reached out. And other people had also mentioned the idea of, are you videotaping all this? Is this so interesting and important? But it was James who really saw the potential and sharing this story in this way. And so I just began to everything. Sometimes I would have my DSLR, sometimes I'd just have my cell phone. And whenever people would come over and help, for example, we had this 800-pound cast iron furnace that was out of commission, and it was taking up so much room in the original basement of the house. So I was just trying to just help them lift this out to replace it and also try to record it at the same time. So we're just so happy to have all the different help through in-kind and direct contributions in that way. But I think working on the All Arts film made me realize just all along the way how important the project is while still being able to work on it. So I'm really honored.
Right. So please, if you can expand on that a little bit, the impact and significance, not only of your photographic work, but on Ma's House itself in the first two decades of the 21st century.
Oh, sure. The documentary series for All Arts, the first 20, looks at the past 20 years of the 21st century. So what we're trying to do with Ma's House is try to change a trajectory of art spaces and where artists of color belong, specifically Black and Indigenous artists. And so just from my experience, I've been doing visual art and photography since about 2013 formally, and it has always felt sort of like we were just token artists, or sometimes we would be featured in only Native American shows, or we would be sometimes thought of when being brought into group shows or solo shows. And so I think more than ever, we should be supporting different initiatives by Indigenous artists or curators or art institution workers, just because there is a need for new spaces that highlight and showcase Indigenous artists from Indigenous perspectives. And so with Ma's House, I'm trying to do that on a smaller scale. We have only really opened for the past maybe 5 months as a place where I live. I do my work here as well as an artist, and we've been inviting different artists of color to stay and create their work as well and be inspired by Shinnecock landscape and vice versa. And so what we hope to do in the future is just continue mission of celebrating artists of color, having this space just be dedicated to that. And it's all inclusive, so you don't have to be a person of color to come and support and enjoy. It's really a space that anyone can come down and explore, learn more. And from our past residents, it's all been about open communication, feeling like no matter what you do, whether it's just creating hundreds of work or just creating nothing at all and just having rest, is both invited and celebrated.
You know, Ma's House has already served as a site nurturing not only numerous BIPOC artists, but also as the gathering place for conversations about the past, the hard truth about colonization, and how best to move forward. Why are series like Gather so important heading toward the next 20 years?
Oh, sure. I would say even in my lifetime, topics of Indigenous history and public education have shifted so much. I think even my mom's generation into mine, you would only hear just maybe regional names of Indigenous groups or communities, just passing over them briefly and talk a little bit about the early wars. Sometimes you would talk about Thanksgiving, and you never really got into local, for example, in Southampton, you would expect them to talk about Shinnecock people since the school district's on Shinnecock land. And so with Ma's House, we're trying to, once the renovation's done and all the walls are repainted, have a different museum-style displays so that the public can come. There'll be a section dedicated to family history, a section dedicated to Shinnecock, Long Island history, and the front of the house will be more of a sort of a hybrid space of informal art gallery, eating space, a gathering space, and maybe a place for movies, different art workshops or history workshops. And so all of this is just sort of in flux because at the same time we're just trying to make sure the construction continues and is completed.
You know, it's sort of a beautiful metaphor for where we are in history. You know, we're speaking to one another on the first Indigenous Peoples Day, officially marked by a U.S. president, as sharing this day with Columbus Day. And the first time you joined us here on The Heart, the fundraising efforts for the restoration for Ma's House was just beginning. So where are you now as far as the restoration process is concerned?
Oh, sure. When we started out, my uncle, who was going to retire here at Ma's House, he gave us a quote of about $50,000 to restore it to an acceptable state. I think when we first started, we were maybe at the $2,000 mark, a little bit more. But as of today, October 2021, we've raised over $50,000, most of that on GoFundMe and the kindness and generosity of friends, family, and community neighbors. And other contributors bought art, others donated furniture. There's so many rooms in Ma's House that are just really nice furniture that can be used as art surfaces or art supply storage. And so I think the mission of Ma's House just connected with so many people. I think the fact that it's called Ma's House after my grandmother, Loretta Silva, connected with so many people's minds. And we just hope to continue the fundraising because even though we're having programming and things are happening, we have to just make sure that we can keep the lights on, that we can still have artists come through and supply them with basic needs. And we hope to continue the construction, including painting the outside walls so that it's weatherproof. There's a couple of walls that still need just general maintenance that a house needs. and we're debating over other sections of the house, still evaluating the status and if they really need replacement.
Well, I know that folks that are interested to get more involved can find information on your website, jeremynative.com. We're certainly very excited about the behind the scenes view into the restoration of Ma's house into a beautiful BIPOC Arts Center tonight at 8 p.m. on All Arts, online at allarts.org. My last question is about Loretta Silva, about Ma, and about your mother, Denise Silva. Dennis, their impact on you as a fine arts photographer and a human being.
Oh, sure. Loretta Silva, also known as Princess Silva, Arab, my grandmother, also known as Ma. She was a family builder. She stayed at Ma's house all the time, and that's where the name came from. So I remember growing up, she would always be either taking care of us, cooking, watching TV with us, or just general babysitting. But she passed away when I was 8 years old, and so I didn't get to know her as an adult or as deeply as I know my mom. But when I look at a lot of family photos, they look so strikingly the same, and my mom has such an amazing memory of not only my grandmother, but all the different descendants that we come from. And so through my mom, I'm learning so much about her and so much of our family history and Shinnecock history. My mom is also really amazing, but she's modest about it. Along with that memory, I think it came from her process of doing Shinnecock's original genealogy, the entire tree. It was her and another tribal member who, just on a lot of spare sheets of printer paper, did the entire Shinnecock family tree that helped establish our tribal enrollment and tribal eligibility. And so through that process, she just learned all of these different histories, biographies, where people once lived and where they ended up. And so my mom is just so incredible in that regard, but she's also an artist. She was an art teacher. She's retired now. But I think that due to her support and my father's support, I was able to become an artist and have a pretty good upbringing. And my dad isn't an artist, but he helped tremendously with the reconstruction. He built Ma's house when we were living in it, doing a lot of renovation. And the second house that we had to move into, he did a lot of that work as well.
You know, it's very obvious when you think about, you know, losing Ma at eight, you know, and then your mother's intense curiosity and reconstruction of the history through text, how very natural it would be for you to explore your heritage and to come to know Ma and your elders and those who came before you, and also help your mother in her work by providing the visual element of this reconstruction. It's interesting stuff.
And so I think it's just, it's unspoken, but that's so central to Indigenous cultures, just the passing down of knowledge. And I hope to retain that. But since I was born in the internet age, I think everything's on Google and everything digitized. But I'm still so amazed by my mom and her, just her brain and her abilities and her memory.
Oh, my gosh.
She did to raise me and my older sister.
Right. Same here. It was an honor and a privilege to speak with her this morning here on the heart of the East End. Very excited to know that she is involved and featured in Ma's house. The premiere is tonight on allarts.org. Thank you, Jeremy Dennis, photographer and tribal member of the Shinnecock Nation in Southampton. You can watch the first 20 Ma's House tonight at 8 p.m. on All Arts on your local cable channel, as mentioned, online at allarts.org and on your favorite streaming apps. And for more from WLIW's All Arts, you can tune in to the All Arts Radio Hour each Saturday at 4 p.m. right here on WLIWFM and on WLIW.org/radio. We hope you'll check it out.